Hallelujah. To the excellence of Almighty Yahweh, we gather here in your presence on this Shabbat. We come before you with great delight to worship, to esteem you highly for the excellence of your imams. And as we bow in your presence, we call upon your mighty name as you prepare Yisrael. You prepare our minds. You prepare us for the exaltation of your HaMashiach. And at the certain sound of the shofar, we prepare our minds to worship you. We know that you are excellent, our Abba. We sing the highest, Tefireth, as we uphold you with honor and praises. I am not ashamed of the message of Yahshua HaMashiach. So I give you praises, Yah. For it is the power of Yahweh to save me. That message of deliverance. And shackles broken, the mind made free and free indeed. But I'm free today, Yahweh. I'm free to worship you. I'm free to uplift the standards. Yahshua, the standard of your Torah. I'm free, Yah. And I shall barak you this day. For this is a blessed and beautiful day. Yahweh has granted unto Israel. And as the old Kedushim would say, we shall never see this day again. But in this day I shall Todah, Barak you, for the excellence of your blessings. For the assurance that we find in Yahshua. For our strength is not of ourselves. For our healing virtue is not of ourselves. But it's by the power of your HaMashiach, Yahshua the Lamb, that we are made free. And free from the corruption of this world, free from the bondage of darkness, and but of all free from the iniquitous, torahlessness ways of our own fleshly desires and our own fleshly passions. We shall honor you this day, for this is the Shabbat of Almighty Yah, and in that we shall magnify the blessed assurance in Yahshua. Hallelujah. Heal our minds and heal our bodies. Heal our thoughts and above all, heal our love. That we may serve you with the pure Hava. In Yahshua's mighty name we ask all things. Israel cried hallelujah. 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 Look to your neighbor and say, my friend, for Yah shall speak to you. Be of great strength and encourage yourself. Shalom. You may be seated. We certainly do barak him for his excellence. For there is no other power but the power of Almighty Yahweh. There is no other promise of tikvah, of hope, but the power and revelation that is revealed unto Israel, Yahshua. And for that I shall esteem him highly. I shall barak. And that is the blessings of my mouth. The blessings of my raised hands. The blessings of my substance. The blessings of whom I am. I shall offer it unto him. As an offering of Todah. And to those that truly love him, it is not sacrificial to obey Almighty Yahweh in all that he commands. And when he tells us to lift our hands, it is of great importance unto him. When he tells us to praise him on the cymbals, the timbrels, with a loud voice, he means that. It is of utmost importance that we do that. But the nature of this generation, it is one that is steeped in rebelliousness. It is a hard generation. It is very callous. And it is a generation that has been brought up without the knowledge and the profound other utterance of His truth unto this generation. We have shallow and weak messages, but they have not come from the bosom of Almighty Yahweh. For we can see in Israel, among His people, every time that He had to convey a message of profoundness unto them, He would raise up a man. He will not raise up a Jezebel. He would raise up a man. He did not raise up a child. He would raise up a man. It is something of the value of man, that short tongue. He fights against it continuously. And so this is why we have this proliferation of this Jezebelite spirit today that rises up and combat against Yahweh when He commands this wicked generation. He would always raise up a man to warn them and to speak judgment against them. And when He will bring them to ultimate shame, He would allow the Jezebel spirit to rise up in the midst of them. And He would cause the children to oppress them and the women to rule over them. That's what He would do. But Yah has called man, those that are truly His, to repent and to acknowledge Him. There's a reason I want to share with us today. Yah's will. There's a reason that Shaitan is angry against man. It's in the book. You cannot take one scripture or two and think you have scriptural revelation. It doesn't come that way. It comes by the Ruah of Yah. He set in the midst of us the order of His established Mishra, His governments, that He may reveal unto the house of Israel those things that are of value and of importance. I want to read something before I began in the actual text of the message. And I want you to turn to this. It's in Tehillim, Psalm chapter 5. And also in Hebrews chapter 2. But I want to begin here in the Tehillim Psalms, chapter 8, and there are a few verses I want to read. I want to begin reading at verse 3. This is what David said as he spoke with great clarity unto his Abba. He says, Yah, when I considered how Shemayim, the heavens, and the works of thy fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have ordained, you have set them in their pattern, you have set them in their order and their specifics, you have set them for government or governing certain things and elements. Sure He has. That is the truth. On the fourth day He made the luminary bodies, and not just one, they all were there for the time, the seasons, and the mandates of Almighty Yahweh. I want you to hear this. And so when David, last night as I left the tabernacle after prayer, it was briskly cold, but it was a wonderful chill. I enjoy that kind of cold weather at times. And I could look up in the sky and see certain clarity in the sky, but nothing like what David saw. He could see the multitude of stars and the celestial bodies in the Hashemayim. Because of the pollution of man and his corruption, you cannot even hardly see the stars. There are those that live in cities have actually really never seen a star. Because of the density of the pollution and the obscurity of the sky, they cannot see it. But David, when he stepped out on that balcony of the royal court, he could see the luminary bodies as they lit up. He could see the tremendous vastness of the creation of Yah. And what is like the creation of Yahweh? There's nothing. It is a beautiful thing that cannot be compared to anything. He said, when I saw all that, And I saw the beauty of it. I can imagine as he began to express this, the tears began to fall. And his heart was broken. He said, "What is Ben Adam? What is man? What is he? What is man? That your mind is upon him constantly. What is man?" He said, "What is man? That you're mindful. Your thoughts are consumed with man. Your love is upon man." He said, "When I consider this and I look at the vast beauty of it, I ask you, what am I? What is man? That you would even think on me. That you would consider me. Concerning the power of your excellence, your creation. What can compare to it?" Yet out of the midst of the dirt, he took a dirt and an earthly thing. He raised up by the power of his living words. And he breathed into him his breath of assurance, his life. And from that day, Satan, with an onslaught of hell, has come against man. He has used every element he can, man, to try to reduce him from his stature, his space. But Yah is mindful of man. I will show us. I don't give a damn about your opinion, your judgments, your interpretation of scripture. This is plain that even the babes can understand. This is the generation that loves conjecture. They like to add. They like to delete. They like to assume that this is what it means. "Well, I need no man. You are a fool." Was Shaul a man? Do you listen to him? Was Kephar a man? Does the words that Yah poured into him speak to you today? Was Obadiah a man? Was Jeremiah, Yeshaya, was Eob, were they men? Do the words of their experience or the revelation that Yah poured unto them, does it speak to us today? This is the spirit of this Jezebel, this seductive spirit of hell of Satan. That is why he raised up these flirtatious Jezebel women that think that they have the authority and the mandate of Yah, that they have received that interpretation. That is not how the Mishra of Yah works. There's nothing more repugnant, vile in his stench is when you find a woman that runs her mouth and talks all the time. He tells your daughters to learn in quietness, to be quiet. "Well, that takes away from whom I am. What are you? You're piling a lump of hog's bush. What value do you possess? Your beauty is in your beauty of the expression of Torah unto Yah." And a true daughter of Zion, she understands the place of her honor. She understands her place. You may think that you are spiritual. I was talking with some other day, and one injected that, "Well, is that, that's an assault on my intellect." Well, what in the hell? And I said it like that, is intellect. And if you ask people to define that, they could not even by Webster. I know what it means because I hear this from people, and I'm accustomed to the definition in Webster. And if you display intellect in your horrific condition, then I don't want that kind of intellect. It's almost like Mr. Putin, when he said to Mr. Bush, he said to him as they were occupying the stage during this most dynamic time during the war in Iraq, he said to him as I read the reports, he said, "And one day Russia will have democracy like Iraq." And Mr. Putin looked at him. He says, "We as the Russian people do not want the kind of democracy that is being bestowed upon Iraq. If that is democracy, if we are in a democratized nation, then I would hate to see what communism is. We are a nation of controlled minds and controlled people. They control your mind, they control your attitude, they control your lust, they control everything by your own lasciviousness and your concupiscence. That is why there is an effeminate spirit today that predominates the world governments, the world powers today. Because it's very seductive. And that's why you find these Jezebels like the Juanita Bynums, the Joyce Meyers that are multi-millionaires. They raise them up because of their seductive elusiveness that they express in the midst of these whorehouses. It's one thing that a true man of Yah does. He set the order of Yahweh. And that's right. He has been given the mandate by Yah to set his order. And I say to all you women and all you daughters of desire, you have no place. Your place is to be quiet. And when Yah speaks to you, he will speak as he does to this generation by the power and revelation of Yahshua. He has not taken you to the book, revealing unto you the intricates of scripture. You are a flat out liar. He speaks by his manservant. Jotan knows the value of man. He wants to reduce him that he may say, where are the men? That's why when Solomon said, he saw this profound vision. And the woman represents the beauty of the chastity of Yah. There's nothing more beautiful, daughters, than a chaste daughter of Zion. That it caused men to stand back and marvel at her beauty, her chastity, her presentation. We can see that in Mishli, chapter 31 of this virtuous daughter Zion. Although she had children, she was virtuous. She was quiet. I hate a rambunctious, bodacious speaking woman because you know she's full of silliness. And they're led astray. That's why the spirit has crept in today. Because the women are silly and they're laden with sin. And have drawn them onto doctrines or thoughts of doctrines that they literally think that they have the revelation from Yah. Hallelujah. And it is not so. Well, I'm going to finish my course today. Hallelujah. Whether you like me or not. I'm a warrior. I like it when folks don't like me. Whether you that are listening by the live stream, I am a warrior. Hallelujah. No, I am an Israelite warrior. And I have the sword of the Ruah, the word of Yah. That's what backs me. Jotan, as he saw the magnificence of man, he has from day one, there has been an assault upon man. And Solomon, when he looked for the beauty of the, to reference Almighty Yah, he said he looked among a thousand Tizayan daughters of Tizayan. He found zilch. And then he looked among a thousand or the thousand of men, and he saw one. And that is the living Ben Adam, Yahshua, in Israel, for he is the man of strength. And that is why Herod, Pharaoh, they did not go after the women, they went after the men. The babies of the youthful men that were birthed out of the bosoms of their mother. And don't think, look at the situation in this nation today. The men, I will. The prison houses are filled. And so a woman thinks today, well, there is no man, Jezebel. There are men. And I'm a man. Hallelujah. And he has given man that spiritual authority in this earthly realm. He has given man. He has not given that to you to wander and to do your own election or your own choosing. He has not done that. He says, I saw the beauty of Hashemiah and the excellence in all of your massive creation. Listen to me, my friends. It was nothing like you see out here. You go to places like New York and Boston, you can barely see a few stars there. Baltimore, cities like that, Philly, you can't even see stars. And the farther you go north, whereby the pollution is not so evident, you can see the massive beauty of Hashemayim. And it makes you to be, it caused a breathtaking response that he made this. Hallelujah. And he said, let the creation and the billions of stars, hallelujah, just his words, let the solar system, hallelujah. And when he saw all that he had done, when he saw all of that, this little thing that he had breathed the power of his life in. Do you hear me? He did not breathe it in the moon.
He did not breathe it in the stars. He did not breathe it in the trees. He caused them to come to yield seed. There was something that was earthly and dirty. There was something that had no power to even cut down the tree unless Yah gave him the wisdom to do it. He said, that's what I've chosen, Shatan. This. Not Elilak. Not one that is in his power, but this thing. This is what I have chosen. And in the power of this representation of me, he shall bring down your kingdom. And my Torah shall be established, an everlasting Torah in the election of my people. Hallelujah. We have this Pharisaic mindset that chooses to try to deduct and interpret the word of Yah. The word of Yah is of no profit. Interpretation. It is revealed by the Ruach unto those that he has ordained to speak unto his house. Well, I don't believe that fool. Then why is it that even in the natural sense, this, the people of Yah, he said that his people, are they sottish? He said, my people are sottish. They are not ignorant. I'd rather be ignorant than to be a stupid one. He says that that word sottish, they are stupid. They're beyond ignorance. They are stupefied. They're such a people that are so stupid that they cannot even recognize what is of me. And they can't even do that today. They cannot recognize the true man of Yah because they are so obsessed with their own damnable wickedness. They question everyone but their own wickedness of their own hearts. They don't know who is sincere today because they are not sincere. Well, I'm sincere. Do you trust in the word of Yah? And yet they say they trust, and there's no evidence in their lives that they're trusting in the word of Yahweh. They're full of their own deceit and lies. Hallelujah. And so when Dawid saw this, he was so taken awash. He said to Yah, for what is man that you are mindful of him? Listen. And the son of man that you visit with him. He said, look, Yah, for you have made him to be a little lower than the Malachim. Was Yahshua a man? I ask you a question. Was he a man? Was he a physical, biological man? He was a man. He was the word of Yah made flesh. He dwelt among us. And we beheld the mighty power and the honor of Yah. That is why today's society, especially in this nation, it causes the women to rise up. And Yah tells the women of Yah, he tells you, you don't know how to love a man. He simply tells you to reverence them. Show the man reverence is his command unto you. That's all he asks you. Show him honor. Don't disregard the man. Don't dishonor him. Do not disrespect him. Do not belittle him in the midst of this wicked world. Show and bestow on him reverence as you would bestow it unto me. And he said, as I have loved you, he commands the man to love her. To love her. Deal with her according to knowledge. To show the path plainly. To show her what I command of you, man, that her strength or the strength of her bosom will cause you to meet my obligation. He did not set your daughter Zion to rise up against man. This is this damn Hollywood trash. This is this one needed by them Jezebel spirit. You think Yah's given that whore from hell revelation? Look at the man. Look at that man that she had. You don't see the femininity in that man. You don't see the effeminate character in that man. You don't see how effeminate he is in his mannerism. Sure, he's an effeminate man. You can't see it in him. You all can sit here like a pack of hypocrites. It makes no difference at all. I utter unto you the truth of Almighty Yahweh. You find these men, they are effeminate. Their ways are effeminate. Their actions, they don't have the manly qualities. They don't act like men. They act very feminine. Very soft. That's what they act like. They don't act like having the character of a man. that Yah, Yahshua is his strength. Hallelujah. Yahshua did not come here to be submitted unto the authoritative disputes or the actions or the interpretation or deductions from the Pharisees and the Sadducees. He came as the man, as the Bin Adam, to set things in order. He came to set the Bayan of Yah in order. Set his place right. Hallelujah. And that's what it's going to take, a man of strength. It's going to take a man that has the virtuousness of Yahshua in him. And he may stand against the wiles of hell at this Jezanizing spirit that seduces everyone. That's what it does. I've said to us over the many years, it's one thing that even worldly singing, you will find that when a man sings, you will find the women, they will really have a derision. Sing Luther, sing Kenny Pendergrass. But when you find a woman that they think that has a voice, you will find men standing, they will be aroused by her singing, and you will find women as well. Sure you will. You will find that. There's a different reaction. And the enemy knows that. That's why when Shavah spoke unto Eve, he knew what he had. It was not the man that was caught in transgressions. I want to tell you, daughters, it was the woman that sinned. That's what Scripture says. Do you believe that? Hallelujah. And that's why these women today, you find, don't you know, I tell you the statistic, brothers and sisters, you daughters that never been married, you have no reason to be ashamed. But 70% of the women of the dark-skinned nation in this nation, they are unmarried. There are no husbands. There are no men. Why? And so what they do, they raise up sons that are effeminate, that do not understand the character of a man. In order for a boy to understand a man, he needs a man. In order for a woman to understand love, to be raised in the nurturing of love, she need a man to love that Ima, the Avat love and the Ima, that she may understand, the child may understand what love is. She will never understand that. That's why the marriages are dissolving. That is right, mother. That's why there's no strength in the homes. Hallelujah. None whatsoever. And 70% of those women, they have no husband. And a greater percentage of those that have been married, they only last about 5 years. That's why Yah commands the woman to honor. When you find a talkative woman running her mouth all the time, you got a mess. It's better to be on the housetop by yourself than to be inside a house with a cantankerous, a woman that runs her mouth all the time. Now that's in the book. It's because they have not been taught the disciplines of Yah. They think that they have their power or the authority to move beyond the place of beauty that Yah has ordained for them. It's not a position of slavery or servitude. It is a position of servitude unto Him. As you serve your husband, man, as he serves Yah, he serves you. So you got this damnable twisted thinking today. Hallelujah. And so women today think that they can utter anything. Well, what is a woman's worth? Her worth is greater than rubies. A true woman, not a Jezebel. But a true woman, her weight is greater than rubies. For who can find a virtuous woman? What does that mean? Was the daughter of Mishli, was she virtuous? She had children, didn't she? But she understood the duty of the home. Her place as a daughter to Zion. Who can find one like that? For price is far above rubies. To hell with diamonds. Yah says her price is far above rubies. And there's nothing more beautiful, my daughters, than a daughter of desire. Nothing. These sluts and whores today, the Hiltons, the Lohans, that are sleeping with dogs and beasts, that's what they're doing. They are dogs. And they can dilute the thinking of people. Because the Spirit says, I'm an independent woman. Well, you're independent from Yah then. Because Yah has a rule in His kingdom. He has a rule, my friend. He said, what is the Son of Man that you are mine? For you have made Him a little lower than the Melech.
And you have crowned it with honor and great tefillah. He has crowned man with something that is so great that the enemy sees that. And Shaitan knows that. He crowned him that because there is a Pacific. I will get to that in a few, alright? Y'all bear with me. But there is a Pacific that Yah has given unto man. It's one that Evangelist Horn will remind us often of. I will get to it. He will speak it often, even though he did not have the profoundness of the revelation of it. It was true in the man. He knew that it was a reality of the purpose of man to satisfy the Most High. He knew that. Even though the revelation of that was not profoundly precise in him, the true word was precise. And that is why he would quote it often unto us and remind us of the same verse all the time. I don't care how many times he preached, it was almost inevitable that he would repeat this verse. I will get to it. Hallelujah. He says, you have crowned him, you have given him honor. Verse 6, look at this. He said, you, Yah, has made him to have what? Dominion. To have what? Dominion. That is dominance. That is power. That is authority. You have made him to be, you have made him to have dominion over the works of your hand. Did he give Adam dominion? Did he give him dominion over the lion? And I am so impressed with that beast that they, I tell you, I'm impressed with the lion. It's one thing about the lioness is that every so many years, the male, if he began to lose his strength, then you have what they call marauding or marauders, lions, that they will cast out the young lions because the elderly lion, the one that is in charge of the pride, will cast them out because of competition. And so the marauders, they get together, three or four, two or three. They're young, they're strong, and they're powerful. And they hunt. That's what a lion is made for, to eat. He hunts. And they will sleep 24, 30, 40 hours after one killing, when they gorge themselves. Then he rise again after 4 or 5 days, and he hunts again. He hunts. That's his purpose. And yet the lioness know that when the elder statesmen began to get a little older, all of a sudden there rises up one of the younger, more fervent, stronger lions. Now he is just not a pushover because he's older. When they engage into battle, it is usually unto death or one being maimed that they are thrust from the pride and they go out and the hyenas or some other beast take advantage of that lion and kill it. But they know they need the lion even in the nature. You understand that a male, some of the male weigh about 650, 700 pounds. So the male females, they get an average of around 400, 450 pounds. And they're ferocious hunters. But yet they know that it is the male that protects the pride. And even when a new male comes in, all the cubs of the previous, it kills every last one. And no cub is spared. None. So that's what Yah has to do. He has to kill off that damn trust that we have procured in our minds to think that it's right, to think that we have the legitimate place before him, that we have an interpretation of scripture. It's not so. He has always said his word by the mouths of the men servants. He has always, he is not going to change. He is the same today, yesterday. Hallelujah. And he is the same forevermore. The reason I want to deal with this is because I was talking with Wanda that they were talking about the Lunar Shabbat. Just an ignorant doctrine. Even the scriptures they use do not even add up. You got Luteranians that say that the 8th is the right day and then some say the 7th. You got those that say the 15th is the right day and some say the 14th. You got those, I've dealt with this and believe me, I deal with them from every extreme. You got those that say the 22nd is the right, those that say the 21st. You got those that say the 29th is right, and those that say 28th. And yet, if you look at the lunation of the moon, it takes 29 days,
0.5 hours, 0.5 days, 0.3, and so many seconds. And that is not even calculation. You can't even get the actual calculation on that. Between 29 and 30 days. And I said to the one, I asked you one question. Did Noah keep the Shabbat of Yah? Sure he did. He had his wives and his son's wife. And the nature of a woman, he knew exactly what it was. He had the beast in there. And yet he was shut in, wasn't he? Did he see the moon? Did he see the moon? Did he keep the Shabbat? Oh, sure he did. He said, in the seventh day, Yah rested. And he kadosh. He gave us the moon, the sun, and the same group of people. They will use the sun to tell time. That's what he gave it for. He gave all the luminary bodies. Did David say that he just looked at the moon? He looked at the stars, didn't he? He looked at the host what Yah had created. It's an ignorant generation. I get it from the racist ones. I get it from the non-racists. There's one that has, he preferred his race. That they are the elect of Yah. He sends me his newsletters all the time. Well, why do you read them or why do you study them? To understand their position, because I know how to answer them. They're not dealing with some posse here. Aren't you glad of that? Hallelujah. You're boasting? No, I just stand assured in Yeshua. I'm certain of who I am. I have no doubt of that. No whatsoever. So if Noah keep the Shabbat, as he brought Israel out of Mizraim, didn't he? 425 years. How did he teach them how to keep the Shabbat? Was it because he said the moon sets and I want you, when you sight it, 7 days? No. He rained down manna every day but the seventh day. He rained down bread every day but the seventh day. Nowhere does he tell Moshe or Yahshua, you get the position of the moon? No, what these perverts. Well, they will say, well, you can tell it's wrong because many are keeping it. Lies from hell. Many do not keep the Shabbat. Well, if we use that analogy and that twisted logic, that the whole world believes in a creation, that a creator, most of the world believes that. All the Muslims believe that. All the Hindus and all of them. So that does that annul the creator's position? They all talk about faith, doesn't it? Don't they? So does that annul the emunah of Yah? It doesn't. I'm writing a book on that. I'll finish up next week. Hallelujah. And believe me, I've met those that think that they know. The clown down here in Georgia, down here, I met him. And we've discussed this. I say to him, tell me. And they will reason, not in scripture, but they will reason of their own logics and their own opinion. How did Noah keep the Shabbat? Tell me. For the first 150 days, he was locked in. How did he keep the Shabbat? You'll read the book that I'm writing. It will tell you how. He kept the Shabbat. How do I know he kept the Shabbat? Because when he came out of the ark, the first thing he did was what? Sacrifice unto Yah. The Torah is just not something that began with man. For his Torah has always been with him. Do you understand? It is just such a stupidity of man we can't comprehend. That's why he had to send a living book, Yeshua, to reveal unto us. One fourth day, he made the moon, the sun, and all the luminary bodies. Another day, fifth day, next day, sixth day, and the Shabbat he rested. So how is the calculation right? And I know every scripture they use, and people think that they're intelligent when they have, and the basis of intelligence is knowing how to understand information, not by emotion or feeling. Now if you ask most folks that, they think they're intelligent, don't they? But they don't know that. I'm not an intelligent man. I tell you all the time, I'm ignorant. I'm glad of that too. But I do know what I know. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so they play on the emotions of people, and yet they think they're intelligent when they have ciphered or they have taken information that others have written or they have heard, and they research that. Well, the Ruah doesn't do that. Those that are led by the Ruah, they are the sons. And Yah leads us into His Mishrah, His government, our minds, our will, our purpose to be governed by Him. We are led.
We are led. Show me anywhere in the book where He didn't use a man. Was Moshe a man? Did He bring deliverance? Was Yahshua a man? Did He bring deliverance? I guess they were he/she men. They were men. They were men. You look at some of the most sordid, corrupt religions of the world. Buddha, Confucius. They're men. Hallelujah. So what is man? What is the Son of Man? That You have gave Him dominion. Thou hast made Him to have dominion over the works of Your hand. So Yah made man to give him dominion over the works of His hand. Did He not? Did He give that to man? And You have put some things under his feet. Now, what does that say? All or some? It says kul. K-O-L-E. In the Hebrew expression. That is the whole of the sum. That is the fullness. Nothing excluded, but everything. He has put all things under the feet of man. Everything. He has given him dominion over the earth, over his olam. That's why, men, isn't it amazing how that Boeing 747 with such beautiful power that it glides throughout the air, gets up 50, 60,000 feet, 5-6 miles in the air. But a mile is 5,280 feet, and that thing gets up 5-7 miles up there. Then it flows with ease. Doesn't take as much for it to fly, and doesn't use much fuel. And yet Yah gave him dominion. He gave it to man. And when Shotan saw that, he began to devise a plan. I'm telling you, daughters, your beauty is in your reverence. And in that you will begin to see the prosperity, the beauty of Yah in you. This is a generation that you don't honor no one. You don't honor those that are in authority, and Yah has an authority. You think this same Jezebel spirit that they will go to jobs and they will say that they are doing that process wrong? You think they're going to confront the aura? They're not going to do it. There's a way that seems right unto man, and your own analogy seems right. There's a way that seems right unto man. But the end of that way that you perceive is right, it is destruction thereof. It brings destruction. That's what it brings. And we know that as Shava, as Eve began to talk to Shatan, her mind began to be twisted, her thoughts began to be removed from the Torah. Yah gave the Torah to Adam, and He imparted that Torah into his wife. That's why He so loved the world, did He not? That's why He commands the man to love his wife. And because women today, they have not seen the pure expression of love. They have gathered from as the whores turn around, a new world, these whores on Rachel's hope, or Ryan's hope. And they perceive that as intimacy from Yah. It's not. Only a man by the instructions of Yah can teach what love is, I'm telling you. And that's why the elderly sisters have learned that process. That she teaches the young daughters. The baby, he may seem a little hard, but you watch. Just keep doing right. You'll see what he'll do. Watch. Oh, baby, that's all right. Don't worry about that. Hallelujah. So they haven't been taught love. So that's why the homes are barren. And because the homes are barren, they're producing sons and they're raising them with these effeminate spirits. Don't you know in the 40s and 30s and the 1800s, the young boy, 13, he was a man. He had understand a young girl. She had the ability and the tenacity to run a home. She knew that at that age. So now they cause them to play and to jive and to shuck buck. That's what they do. Fill their corrupt mind with video and hardcore. Hallelujah. Not with the Torah of Yah. Even though those parents did not understand Torah, even though they were brought up in religious pollution, that yet Yah had a remnant in the midst of those parents. And they understood the disciplines of Yahweh.
That's why the old mother, she would sit at the table with Papa, and she knew how to answer him. It was a great reverence, and his strength was not abated. He was made strong. He would not tell her when he was sick. He didn't feel like going to that field and plowing, but he knew that his babies, he knew that mama, he had to take care of her, because he knew that she would uphold her in. And she made commands to the field and say, "Honey, you look like you're not feeling well." "Well, I don't feel too well." "Well, you ought to come lay down a little bit." "No, baby, I got to." You know, you could sense the tenderness. He didn't know how to express it to her. He really did not. Tell me, you know how to express love? Trash we call love. It's trash. So he did not have the ability to facilitate his expression to her. But she knew it was love. She knew it. She could sense his strength. And because he was sick and weak, her presence, just her little tender words, he could cut up and say, "Yeah, get up, mule." He could plow. He could plow that field. Legs would get weak. He would look back at the old shack, think about mom and the youngins. Her beauty is beyond the expressions of Hashemayim. Daughters, that's why the enemy has done all to pollute your daughters, to remove you away from the aura of Yah, the place that he ordained you to sit, in a place of beauty, in a place of great love, that it will express his regard toward Yisrael, the assembly that he had elected. And so what the enemy did, he caused you to begin to speak, like he did Sheva. "Well, I know it's right, but the man is the arbiter. He is the final arbiter. He tells you, man, he tells you, woman, to submit yourselves one unto another." And I'll tell you what that means. It means, woman, you listen to the man, and man, you listen to the woman. Your wife, hear her. Your husband, hear the man. You know they're not hearing when they're talking. And when it's all said and done, when all the calculation is done, then you become subject unto the final arbiter. If he says, "Nay," don't say, "Well, why? I don't see no reason." "Yes, my love." Then it causes his heart to, even if he's wrong, even in that situation, what he has chosen, the path, even if he's wrong, it is your strength that brings about the wisdom and the knowledge to know how to be led. And so what women have done today, they've taken the strength and the power of man. Did not Shavah do that with Eve? Come on, daughters of Zion, your place is a place of great beauty. I'm telling you the truth here. Isn't that what this whore has done, the thing we call the church? Raises up the women to take authority, like they're getting revelation. And at times I will listen at little tidbits of these twisted-minded heifers. They're not heifers, these Jezebels. I say, where in the hell, y'all, is this trash coming from? They speak nothing. They arouse the people with their voice. Men get up, "Go on, Juanita, go on." She flirting herself in a flirtatious manner. It's not of y'all. When a man speaks, he will almost make your eardrums shiver. He will not cater to your little effeminate or your feminine ways. He will speak to you the Torah. "And I declare unto you the Torah of Yah." There's a Torah for the man and the woman. And they're equal, of the same substance, same beauty, and the same honor. She is not bit one scintilla less than the man. But her place is as beautiful as the man's place. Her place is as beautiful as the man's place. How do you know that? Because Yah gave her place. Does he know? He knows what he's doing. So Yah gave her place. And I tell you, daughters, if Yah gave you place, and he put you in that place, he put you in that position, you got a position. Hallelujah. And it's not to be taken lightly. It's a valuable component of the whole makeup of his purpose and his plan.
He saw that man needed a helpmeet. So he caused him to fall asleep. And he took a rib from man. And he made man a woman. And she was called Shavah, the mother of life. And that's what our precious daughter Zion is. She brings life to a home. I don't care how hellish your husband is, wives. You that are listening. There's a sister that writes me and she says to me, Pastor, my whole house, and when this sister writes almost every week, she sends 250, 100. She sends tremendous offerings to the work. Let me read this quickly. Oh, I'm going to finish you all right. The sister writes me this week. She says this. She says, Pastor Roberts, I have learned more in 4 months listening to you, to the live stream, that I have learned over 36 years. In the Pentecostal, charismatic, non-denomination, the apostolic, geez, I've tried them all, churches and television ministry, I never feared their gods. But now, I fear the Most High, Yahweh. That's all right. She doesn't ever have to send another nick of this right here. That's all. She said, I fear the Most High, Yahweh. And that fear makes me obedient in things I could not overcome before. Truly, the fear of Yah is the beginning of wisdom. Told I you, Pastor, and the congregation. Hallelujah. Well, why does she bless the congregation? Because she knows that the congregation does not put this man of Yah under any restraints. For your contract says, you cannot speak on those things. Not so, my friend. So she blocks the congregation. And her blessings to the work here, it is a blessing to the congregation that the light of His truth shines forth greater unto you. Hallelujah. That means more than a $5,000 offering to me. The strength and the beauty of her words. Man, they have great strength. When I read that other day, it revitalized me, because I know that there must be men that love Yah. Because if there are no men, my brothers and sisters, you're going to have the debacle of hell overtaken and destroyed, whereby none shall be saved. So there must be, my brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. You got all kinds of twisted doctrines. The homosexuals make their plight right out of the same book. The racist blacks or the racist whites, they make their plight right out of the book. They all use the book and justify it. We're justified by Emunah, by believing what the book says. Do I understand all things? Well, do I know physics? No. So I don't understand all things. I understand all things that's necessary for Israel to walk in the light of the truth. The Ruah will lead us when Yah knows has a revelation that must be brought forth. And so the enemy has done a magnificent job to break down the very strength of man, to remove him. We could see that with part of the system in this nation. Well, if you got a husband, you can't get any assistance. Let him move out, and we will help you. That plan was not only just devised here. Brother Allah can tell you then that under the apartheid system in South Africa, they will cause the men to go hundreds of miles away from home. Then they can only come home every 2 or 3 months. They broke down the strength of the home. The man was removed. And that's the truth. And Shaitan knows what he's doing. He wants to get rid of the man. He wants to move him out. And who began at puberty with the man child. Mothers raising them to be feminine and soft. I use the word punkish like. It's wrong. I know you love them, mothers, but that doesn't mean your love is right. Hallelujah. Well, Pastor Roberts, how can you say that their mothers, they say they love their sons, let them smoke dope in the house. Their mothers, they say they love their daughters and let them shack with some little knucklehead. So don't come to me. You better know who you're dealing with when you're talking to me, all right? So don't affront me with this little jive immaturity of your mind. Don't confront me with that. You better make sure your barrels are more than loaded. And they call that love, do they not? Do they not call it love?
You love them, every kind of thing is permissible, and they call it love, don't they? It's not love. So don't come to me with that. Please don't. Don't even waste my time. I am not trying to convince the Lunarians or the Seventh-day Adventists or the apostles. I'm not trying to convince them of nothing. I'm trying to show Israel their sins. Because those fool-headed people are not going to hear. They're determined. Their minds are made up. They're not going to hear you. I'm not going to cast y'all's pearls before these swines or get that which is cat horse up to a dog that turned and say, well, you know, he said that, but he's still wrong. Jezebel, I'm still right because the word of yours is right. Get all the ones you want to. It makes no difference. I like it that way. Hallelujah. I like the battle that way. Hallelujah. That's right. Come on. I want it that way. I want you to make me well. I got to show up, draw down. I got to draw out of the well. I don't want the surface water. The water, when it gets down, it's cold as it gets down. Sure it is. The farther you go, the cold it gets. Sure it is. I swam in ponds. I've gone way to the bottom. And all, when you get to the bottom, it gets cold and colder. Sure, that's why fish kind of come up in the middle way. Come on the top, it gets warm. And cool. So I like to draw down in that well and get a cold drink. Nothing like a cold drink of water, is it, brothers, after you worked in the cornfield in the hot heat of the day, is it? No, sir. Don't want no Gatorade. You want some water. You don't want anything superficial. You want the water. Nothing like the water. Pulls it out, doesn't it? And I give to you the living well, the water, Yahshua the Lamb. That's what I give to you. Hallelujah. So I say to the Lunatarians, which one are right, the ones on the 7th or the 8th? Yah has taught Yisrael the Shabbat. You all read the book. You that are listening, you want a copy, it shall be ready next week. We'll have it in production. It'll be about 30 pages. I don't want to make it long because people, I know that we're lazy in our reading. We don't like to read. That's what Scripture even tells us. It tells us in the book, in Kohite, it tells us with much books and much learning, it brings weariness. So you get weary. Yah doesn't intend for us to have many books for much learning. He intends for us to be led. When we hear the enough of Yah, we don't harden our wicked hearts. We don't provoke Him. How does Emunah come by what? He'll come by what? And you must hear what? You must hear the word of Yah. And how can you hear unless you have a... I must be a preacher. He must preach unto you. And so when man says, well, I don't need a preacher, these fools, then why even listen to you then? If I don't need you, then why? If I got it all, I don't need anyone, then why you read books and search out things? It's all in the book, isn't it? So man that is wise, he will search the book out, will he not? That's what he will search the scroll. You don't need any commentaries, any of that. I'm just an ignorant man, so I need that. Hallelujah. It's one thing that y'all taught me. I said to you often that in the days when he began to deal with me, I can see why. I was prepared to go to college, but he said, nay, he will not allow that to happen. I've never read the books by the Hagins, the Grahams, the Oral Roberts. I've never read. I never was drawn to that kind of reading. I recall my eldest brother. He purchased me a Matthew Henry commentary, and I never used that. Never. It was just something about the book that I could not gravitate to it. But there was one book I bought. It was called the Strong's Concordance. I still got the first one. When you all see this book right here, this is the first book I preached out of right here. Found it. Do you all understand that? I found, still got it. Brother Allen put leather on it for me. Same book. Hallelujah. Never was a book reader. I believe that Yah sends the profoundness of His truth by men that has the honor of His integrity and they speak. And it brings alive what He has put in us. He has written something in Israel. He has put His Torah. He has put the mandate of His Shabbat in Israel. That's why we have the powers of be changing time. We've seen them go from the Shabbat day to the first day. Well, how can you know it's a Shabbat day? How do you know there's air out there? Come on here, you hypocrites. How do you know it's air out there? But that doesn't mean there's air out there because you breathe it. Because Yah made it. Yah said it.
How do you know there's a Hashemayim? Have you ever seen the heavens? But you believe it, don't you? It's there. Hallelujah. Did you see Yahshua? Is he real? Why, sure he is. Why, sure he is. Hallelujah. Sure he is. Hallelujah. When they dropped that atomic bomb on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, they didn't see nothing. But it was fire. How can that be? Well, the fire, the elements were on fire, consumed their flesh off the bone. It was so hot. It was a fire. Hallelujah. He taught them the Shabbat for 40 years. And that was passed down by the Hebrew Israelites. Do you understand? Nothing has been lost. He taught them he kept them 40 years just to teach them that. Did he rain down manna? And on the sixth day he told them, gather enough for when? The Shabbat. Did he not? And there were many of them. No, scripture said there were some that went out. That's what they do. They, well, I believe we got to have the moon. We got to have the sun. He gave the moon. He gave the sun. He gave the stars. He gave the celestial bodies to teach us of the time, the season, the mo'atim, days, and years. If the Lunarians, they got an explanation for all things. Every 29 half days, 4 hours, and so many seconds, that is the lunation of the moon. I know this stuff because I've dealt with them. And then the time that it takes 30 days, then how is that? And they in their own mathematics, they would tell you, well, even mathematically, it doesn't even equate. It doesn't add up. He made the Shabbat, and the seventh day, he made it Kadosh. He brought Israel 40 years, and he taught them. This is the Shabbat. Were there times where there were cloudy days you could not see the moon? Well, sure it was. He taught them. They know on the sixth day, that's why he tells us, listen. You don't hear this. You gotta listen, hear this. He tells us to remember. Is that what he says? Is that what that says? Remember. Remember. Remember the Shabbat. He tells us to remember. I'm going to teach on that too. I will show you that. That's why I tell you all the things. I could teach every single day, brothers and sisters. I don't need to study no message. I don't need to prepare for nothing. Now what I'm going on this tantrum this morning, this is not even part of what I intended, but I see the conclusion of this being what Yah placed in my Ru'ah. But this is vital to understand because there are many deceivers that have gone out. They're bound not in the Torah. How can a man that says that he despised this nationality or that nationality, how does that man possess the truth of Yah in him? Tell me. What is the validity of that truth? Well, Pastor Roberts, well, they do, and that one do. Let me tell you, every whole house has some semi-balance or some bit of truth in it. That doesn't mean you negate the truth. I've heard strangers speak to me, wine heads. The young man and what they said was so right. I said, wow, that's right. You will know a wise person. You will know a wise woman. Anytime you find a woman that talks all the time, she's not wise. A wise man, a wise daughter, she will hear. When you find one that is wise, they want to hear. And your questions never satisfy your own intuition, your own concept. That's why you ask them. That's why Yahshua many times, he would not even answer him. See, answer me you. You tell me. What do you think? Well, I believe it's this and that. Okay, then what's the problem? So the questions never satisfy anything. Hallelujah. It is to create what they think that they can present their case. It creates nothing. Show me. Nothing. It brings about no resolve. So what is man? Getting back to man. Shaitan understand the beauty of man. That's why when he went to Yah on Eob, he says, I know who he is. You got a hedge about him. But I tell you what, remove it. Let me touch him. I'll make him curse you. And the first thing out of his wife's mouth, the foolish woman,
curse ye are and die.
He said, you foolish woman, your gifts to me, he has made me rich. He has given me life today, even though the skin worms, the maggots, crawl in my skin. I see the magnificence of his honor out here. Look at that. My, look at that one. How far is it away? And yet it is close enough that Yah has given me power to observe it. Sure he has. He said to curse him and die would be a fool. For me to live is Yahshua. To die we gain the presence of Almighty Yahweh. He is not going to reduce man. The enemy is trying to bring him down, that he is reduced down to nothing of value or importance. But he is. He is. I don't care what man is that in all of their wickedness. Why does he allow things where he suffered that? Because of the people. The hearts are wicked. They are corrupt. Why he gave us a whorehopper in the White House? Mr. Clinton, and now he gave us a bodacious cowboy that loves to take and to rob, Mr. Bush, because this is the heart of America. And now he's going to give us probably an effeminate thing or a twisted-minded woman. It makes me no different who he puts in there. I don't care who they put in there. I'm under the Mishra of Yah. The Torah governs me. They have no jurisdictions over me. Their laws mean nothing, because I will do right by the direction of Yah. He made him a little lower than the angels. He crowned him with honor. He gave him dominion over the works of his hands. He put all things under his feet. All sheep, oxen, yea, all the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passes through the path of the sea. O Yah, our Abba, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. He gave man to be the standard bearer of his name. And even the fish of the sea and the birds of the air. He gave him dominion over all things. He gave him dominion over everything. Over the sea. And yet man in all of his ability, he still has not conquered the depths of the sea, has he? No, he has not. He will never. What do you think they're always looking for intelligent life? Is not that what they go out, send discovery out for? They're trying to find some intelligent life. Because they're no intelligent in a corrupt nation among a corrupt people. When you reject the authoritative direction of Yah, you will not have the light shining. Yah is the head of Yahshua. And Yahshua is the head of man. And man is the head of woman. Now that's the order of Yah. She's not a slave. She's a beautiful assessment of the whole picture of Yah. Do you hear that? She's not that. She's a beautiful thing. That's like a beautiful daughter. That's why the enemy wants to remove your daughters away from your beauty. Make you talk too much. Learn to be quiet. Well, Pastor Roberts, that's thy weed. That has nothing to do with the renewed covenant. Well, I want to read what Shaul spoke unto the Hebrew Israelites. He says in Hebrews chapter 2. Now, is this the same right here? Or is it valid? Okay, Hebrews 2 then. Hebrews 2, let me begin in verse 3. Shaul says, how shall we escape if we neglect this great Yahshua salvation, which at first began to be spoken by Yah, and confirmed unto us by them that heard it. Now, how is the salvation of Yah confirmed unto us? By those that hear it. How is the truth confirmed to us? Do you all hear me? There are those that have heard it. Our forefathers, have they not heard it? It has been confirmed unto us because they have heard it. That's why we have the book. At one time there used to be an honor for the power and the establishment of men. You know, Elder Martin, he will tell me at times, he says to me, Pastor Roberts, I worked those cotton fields so hard, and I wanted to get out of those cotton fields. He said, but I was a young man. This is what fascinates me about this story every time he tells me. He said, I was a young man. He said, and I went to my avat, my father, and asked him, could I leave home? He said, if he had told me no, I would have never left. But I went to him. You know, that's part of the duty of man to, as Brother Patrick brought out unto us during the Sukkoth, the Ruach
of Yahweh. It is a psychological fear too. I'll tell you what that psychological fear is. Let me give you an example and I'll get back to this. It is almost like your parents, you have been brought up, you know daddy. He says to you, little girl, I have told you what to do now. And I mean that. And so you find yourself 20, 30 miles away from daddy. And the opportunities arise where you got to do something wrong against the mandate of daddy. And all of a sudden the the fear, the psychological fear, say, don't do that. You know it's wrong. Daddy's not here, but he sure will find out. He may not see you, but he knows what you're doing. And that was a psychological, that was a fear that you had of reverence and honor, that it was detected in your mind, and those things you cannot do. It's a fear of trembling, it's one of psychological. And so when the other girls were doing, you said, I can't do it. And the more you thought about daddy's words, your avant, and those words that were assured unto you by the Imah, she reinforced that. She made sure they were established in you. You made sure you didn't do it. Now, that's the truth, people. That's the kind of fear we need if you are that psychological. Well, the brothers are not around me, but I know this is wrong. I can't do that. Help me, Yah. Oh, Yahweh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yah knows what he's doing. Sure, they have heard. The brothers that came out of Mizraim, they knew when the Shabbat, they have heard. They knew what the Torah of Yah taught, they have heard. They knew what the Mizvah Yahweh, they have heard. And so they have given unto us this assurance of this salvation because they say that this one that has come in the name of Yah, he is the living witness of this mighty Torah that he gave unto Moshe. It has been passed down. Isn't it amazing, this ignorant mindset? There was a story that many years ago, you all have heard of it, by Alex Haley, called Roots. Can I ask you a question? The genealogy of the roots of Roots, were they written in the record? No, they were not. And they were spoken by those that had passed the story down through generations precisely every time. You think that they had printer presses out there in the... Come on here, people. Come on and talk to me. But the story was right every time. It's only when the scribes of the Pharisee began to write. They began to twist things a little bit. But the story was right every time. There were Levites, Kohens of honesty and integrity. Sure it was. And every time the story was told that Brother James was right. We told that Brother Dale, he go back and they go match words. Well, that's what he said. And they will look for keywords. Ah, that's it. Is that the truth, brothers and sisters? And so the order of his Shabbat has been passed out. It's right. When he dealt with Noah those 120 years, 25 years, preparing his mind in the Torah, that when he entered into that ark, he knew the Shabbat was a second nature. It was intimate in him, the time, the preciseness. And when that time came, in the midst of that boat, he said, it's a day of rest. You hypocrites. Oh, that is the truth. That is the truth. That's why we need men that Yah ordains. Not book learned it men. Hallelujah. Because the ones that you read books from, they're twisted people. Even the dictionaries and all of that. Twisted. The meanings identify with what they wanted to say. That's why we need to get back to the roots of it all. To the language of only 3,200 words. Hallelujah. That we may understand the preciseness of the expression of Yahweh. He brought them out. 40 years he taught them the Shabbat. 6 days he said, gather more now. Because if you don't gather enough, it will not be enough. You gather more than you should and try to hide it, it's going to stink. You gather enough for the Shabbats. Hallelujah. Well, where was the Shabbat kept? Was it kept in a place like this? Come on, brothers and sisters, you all just don't read the book. It was kept in their dwellings. They kept the Shabbat. They rest. They rest. They just sat there. They didn't have the writing of the Torah. But yet, the elders would speak the Torah what Moshe had spoken. Was that the way? Did they have a book like you? Did they have a book? But yet, they had heard the message of salvation
from the elders, did they not? Sure they did.
It amazes me to think 5 million plus all of those, who knows the precise number? When they were out there, then Moshe could stand up and talk and they all could hear. If I stand over there on that side, Sister Roberts in the kitchen, her, she and Sister Donna are talking, you think they could hear me? How did y'all do that? And yet Yahshua, thousands, he spoke without a PA system. Yet his voice thundered like the waters of the sea. You could hear it resonate. I don't care where you are, where you could not hide from it. This is a stupid generation. If they could do that, then how did he not keep his Shabbat? If there is no certainty of the Shabbat, then the Torah is not right. That's the truth. Hallelujah. And so you don't have that many people keeping the Shabbat. That is one of the arguments of the Unitarians. Well, everyone is doing it. Lies, they're not doing it. Hallelujah. And as far as anyone keeping a true form of what we call a lunary calendar, it would be those in what they call the Muslims, the Islamic calendar. Oh, I know what I'm talking about, all right? I've dealt with these fruitcake heads. Believe me. I'm glad that, I listen to people because in that time that people perturbed me and then I will speak forcefully and forthright. But I listen to them. Because in my listening, I understand them. I become wiser in the approach. And I know how to answer them. To a wise man, he a fool, he speaks as man. Well, brother, well, my friend. No, I listen. I may listen over and over. And then all of a sudden, I began to see the cracks in their armor. I began to see the fallacy in their doctrines. It may just be one little thing that I needed to hear. And all of the time, y'all never intended for me to hear. And now I want you to hear that. And it, boom, then it brings the light to everything. Hallelujah. That's the truth. So we're not going to escape. If we have heard what Yah has spoken unto us, and it said it was confirmed in verse 3, unto us by them that heard it. So is this message of Yahshua, has it been confirmed unto us? Did you hear it? No, you didn't hear it. It was those that were Kephar, Shaul, Shemothia. It has been confirmed unto us that the message is true. We have the confirmation now. It's confirmed unto us, Israel. There's a confirmation. We can rest in assurance. We were not there. But we believe the reports. I was not there in Mizraim, but I believe the reports. Did they all keep the Shabbat in Mizraim? No, they did not. Were there Kohens there? Were the Kohens there, the Kohen there to keep them in order of the Shabbat? Sure they were. Did they have renegades? Do we have renegades today? Sure we do. But they kept the Shabbat, did they not? Did he give that in the charge of a Melech, or did he give it in the charge of man? He put it in the charge of man. He did not put in the charge of the daughters of Zion. When Miriam, when they saw the mighty power of Yah, when they saw what Yah had done, they went on, she picked up a timbrel, and she began to play on a timbrel unto Yah. And the daughters of Zion pulled it up, and that was great victorious sound in the midst of the camp. And they began to play with their mouths. They just began to dance and sing.